نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, sheikhs, imams, our brothers, sisters, mothers, and our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muhammad Dawood Samson announced that our topic for tonight is the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Whenever we build a structure, whenever we build a house, we have a foundation. And how strong that foundation will be, so on that we can build many, many stories. But we all are aware that if the foundation is weak, the entire edifice, the entire structure will crumble and people will then perish. So imagine regarding our deen. So let us start from the beginning. Where did this term originate, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the ending of Surah Yusuf informs us, Kul, say you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadihi sabili ad'u ilallah. This is my way, this is my path. I call, I invite humanity, jinn, all to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, ala basiratin, with firm conviction. Today, many a time, our da'wat, our lectures, our discourses are all counterproductive because we ourselves are so apologetic. We ourselves are not really convinced. We have a half-hearted, a half-hearted devoted to us, all times, all places. Islam doesn't want part-time people. Islam wants, Ya ayyuhalladhina manudkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its totality. Enter into Islam in its entirety. Islam is not only for Ramadan or Makkah Mukarrama or Madinah Munawwara. Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Hajj ki jamni, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Some people think that we make Hajj of Baytullah, then we can go to the Ganges River, Allah forbid, and then we can do things there, or we can go around the fire and do things there. Nay, Islam is acceptable. Razi rahe Rahman. You want to please Allah, say translation. So Almighty Allah is telling us in the ending of Surah Yusuf, Sirat in Ana, I, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the I, we derive Sunnah. So the teaching, the preaching, the actions, the deeds, all of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani. We need to study some philology and history here, brothers. When you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a calf, in the Arabic language, we call that calf tabi'a. So the calf will follow its mother in every hook, nook and corner at all times. So we have to emulate, imitate the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all life. So who are the first people to imitate, emulate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who? Sunnah wal jama'ah. So the jama'ah refers to who? To whom, Buddhas? Ashaba, the beloved students, the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah selected the messengers, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. There was no election. When you have elections, then you have bosasa. So when you have elections, then you have a lot of scandals and corruption. When you have election, you have all these problems. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqih hadhihi al-ummah, one of the greatest of open Mishkat Sharif. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. Almighty Allah selected the beloved Sahaba for the companionship of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deen of Islam in various parts of this world. So we have the term ana, so that is sunnah. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, we have jama'ah. So me and you are Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we follow the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how the term came about. Now let us start. A baby is born in our house. Baby starts talking. What is one of the first things we teach the baby? We teach the baby Allah, Allah. We teach the baby kalima. Our topic is we want to see where we are and what is going around. What is the propaganda? Always there will be a conflict between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So when the baby is born, we taught the baby Allah, Allah. Now the baby reaches the age where they can discern, differentiate, distinguish between haq and batil, the truth and falsehood. We say, oh baby, oh child, now learn, or they learn in madrasa. Muhammad Mustafa was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That already brings us into such a stage that now the conflict starts. From our kalima, from our formula, the non-Muslim was Tom, Dick and Harry, the non-Muslim was Tom, Dick and Mary, and now we explaining to them, Mawlana Dawood is making them a Muslim. So he explains to them the kalima. So you have the Qadianis, you have the Ahmadis. They say, no, they can be prophets and messengers after Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So already they're rejecting the verse of the noble Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger, the final prophet of Almighty Allah. Any person claims he or she is a prophet, prophetess, whatever they want to call, such people can make how much noise they want to, and their name can be Ahmad, Muhammad, or Mirza, Ghulam, or whoever. Such people are out of the fold of Islam. Are we clear, brother? So we need to understand what is belief structure. People, the batil, they even change the kalima. So what they say in the kalima, and you will hear it in the adhan, you go to Iran, you go to other parts of the world, I heard it several times, they will say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah in the adhan. Ashhadu anna aliyun waliyullah. So in the kalima also, that is what they will say. They will say in the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And then they will say, Aliyun waliyullah wa khalifatuhu bila faslin. You need to understand this connotation in these words. You, yet those people The Rawah reads that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the chosen successor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be the direct successor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what they say. So our foundation, already we have divergence and we have difference. So remember, when we speak of Aqeedah, Aqeedah is based, our ideology, our creed is based on Quran Kareem, is based on the authentic Sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is based on Ijma, the consensus of the beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there already you see the divergence starting. Not after already. So that is where we need to understand. So we have difference, you must remember, in our kalima. So now we go to the second part, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So who is more important? Understand this point. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, believe. Obviously, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the only Khaliq, the only Malik, the only Creator, the only Possessor of this entire universe. He is the sole sovereign and we worship Him alone. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Now, what do some people say? Some people say, first is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. All this I'm telling you, I brought the books with me. Come and see it at any time. So they say Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is first. Second is Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then who? They have a concept called Imamat. So Imamat means, this is Deya, the Rawafis, the Batil. They say that, I'm using their terminology, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, Imam Hassan Alayhi Salam, Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Imam Baqir alayhi salatu salam, Imam Jafar alayhi salatu salam, they are greater, according to them, than Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa, Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, except Nabi Yuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I place it to you, put it to you, my brothers, can we ever have unity and reconcile with such belief? We believe Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is great. We believe Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, a sibt and the grandson of Nabi alayhi salam. But can we elevate them to such a rank that they are greater and superior to Anbiya alayhi salam? Can we do that? Understand? So you already got divergence regarding Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You already got your messages and difference regarding Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's go on. Thereafter, we see in Quran Sharif, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. I was now in Thailand and Vietnam, and I had to deliver a lecture there in Bangkok to 100 students with their teachers. There were 102. So many a time, Mohammed Dawood Samson, Mohammed Qasim Bosch, Mohammed Ashraf Lamara, they all know when I teach, I don't like students who sleep. They're more buckles, correct? Don't worry, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM, I'm still living. Maybe you think he also passed away. So I'm just sipping some water, you know. MashaAllah, our brother. What's your name again?
Muhammad.
So mashallah, Muhammad is here making our khidmat, Allah reward him. So, what is our belief regarding the Quran Sharif? Our belief regarding the Quran Sharif is this, and there's no other belief. We say Quran Sharif is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Quran Sharif has 114 surahs and 114 chapters. And it has 6,236 verses. That is what I was referring to. I don't know from where this story came when I asked them now there in Bangkok.
Everybody said six. So I just looked down and said, what can I tell the students when the teachers told them wrong?
So remember, there's no six. If you got the Quran Sharif of the Haram Sharif from Makkah Mukarrama, I show you now in the back, is written there, where is written, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّابُ Usman Taha, you will see is written there, 6,236 words. You understood? For that, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah gave his life. Wulid abi Baghdad, wa tuwfi abi Baghdad, wa dufina ay in the Dijla. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah was born in Baghdad. He gave passed away in Baghdad, and he received the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah for this very issue. When he was told, they're going to whip you, they're going to lash you, they're going to ostracize you, he said, do what you want. I can never compromise on this. The Ummah gave him the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then what did he tell his people who persecuted and tortured him? When they hit him the first time, he said, Bismillah. When they hit him the second time, he said, Alhamdulillah or Hasbi Allah. Third time, he said, Kul lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Nothing will harm us except what Almighty Allah has decreed. And then he told his tormentors, that baini wa bainakum yawm al janais. Between me and you is the day of my janaza. 800,000 people attended his janaza, and 20,000 non-Muslims embraced Islam. Karamatan lahu ba'da wafati. 20,000 people embraced Islam approximately after the son of Islam was buried. I stood by his grave. He's buried next to Bishr Hafi by the Tigris River. So my brothers, we need to know who we're speaking about. Who are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal taught us the lesson of the Quran Sharif. Now these other people, what they want to tell us? They say, they go open, we speak on Spatni from Hiso and Dasoni brother, on Prat from Yellow Book. So in your book is written, Usulul Kafi, Fekulaini, is written, the Quran Sharif has got 17,000 verses. How many verses? 17,000 verses. So, okay, it is 17,000 verses, show it to us. They say, no, it's there in the cave. By the caveman. But the cavemen don't want to come out. When I went to Iran, and I sit there, I have to go to all, you must remember, they are Husseiniyas and them. Obviously, I don't read Salat behind them, but I have to observe as an investigating journalist. I like that word, you know. What's like that? Investigating journalism. Yeah. You can use it, Maulana. So, I just listen. So, Maulana, Dawood, I know he likes also like me to make one, two, swear and so. So, when they take the name of the caveman, he will come out from the cave. Then all of them, they shout. What they shout, Maulana Noor, Exim Maulana Jabal, Hala say, Maulana Noor, Ajjalallahu farajahu. Hey, Allah bring him out quickly. So the Sunni was reading, he said, Ajjal Allahu farajahu.
So my brother, that is what they do. They say, how is that? Allah Jalla wa ala reveals the Quran, but we don't have the original Quran. I don't make propaganda. Everywhere in Iran, everywhere in Lebanon, everywhere in Yemen, everywhere in Syria, I've been to all these countries.
So if you go to the masjid, even where they are, you will find the same Quran that we use, even in Iran. We don't dispute that. And don't make this mistake, ulama and honorable imams. Sometimes we make terrible mistakes. We say, a statement. Among them, there's thousands of kuffars now. You must remember, they gave an incentive. And they said, if you become hafiz,
so you are a magister. So they didn't do for Allah saying, they did it for the certificate. So thereafter, they can go and do PhD and doctora and all these type of things.
So thousands of them became hafiz. You know, there's a dictionary, Munjid. Munjid, the author of it, was a Christian Arab. And he was not a Muslim, and he was a hafiz of the Noble Quran. So this happens, you must remember, to become a hafiz of the Noble Quran is not a prerequisite. So that is Quran Sharif. If you want to see, they are book, one of the most important book, to open Nuri Tabrizi's book, Faslul Khitab, Fi Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab, you will see he writes all these type of things, where the Quran Sharif was interpolated, where the Quran Sharif addition, omission took place. I put it to you, O Ummah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Can we accept anybody? Can we unite with anybody who tells us this Quran Sharif is not the exact Quran Sharif that was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can we accept it? Let me tell you what happened in my journey now, September. In this past 7 months, I visited 7 countries with Allah's help. Adam and Fadli Rabbi. I was in Russia, in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So I just took a chance to win. We love chances, you know, so make life exciting. You know. It's just me and Fatima, what else we got? I told Fatima, we must spend all our money. What we must leave for 2 children and all of it. So Christmas, you know. So anyway, so when we landed there, they looked at me, they gave me 3 months visa in Russia and all. So, mashallah, it was Jummah, they got a masjid there in Moscow, 20,000 people read Jummah Salat. We don't have one masjid in South Africa. 250,000 people perform. All outside, all the roads, all cordoned off everything in Moscow. Nevertheless, from there we flew down to St. Petersburg. Listen to the story of Quran, O ulama, O hufaz, O imams. When I went to St. Petersburg, I had a guide. So he told me, you heard of Lenin? I said, yes. And Lenin is buried next to the hotel and that masjid not far from there. Lenin died in 1924. 3 months prior to his death, Lenin's death, he decreed and he signed. You see that vault that safe there? There is a book. And that book don't belong to us. This is Allah. Qudrat ka karishma. This is how Almighty Allah says. So that book you must give to the Muslims. Lo and behold, Lenin dies, and then they open the safe. Everything is Quran Sharif. They gave it to the government in Uzbekistan, Moscow, St. Petersburg, then Tashkent. Those of you ulama students who study Usul Shashi, so Usul Shashi, Maulana Dawood, Shash is the old name for Tashkent. Tashkent is the capital of Uzbekistan. And remember, Uzbekistan received independence on the 1st of September 1991. And I was there 27 years later. 2 things quickly I'll tell you about it in no time. So the first place we went to was the museum. And any one of you go to Uzbekistan, you must visit this museum. When you go to the museum, then what do you see, my brothers? You will see there are a lot of cameras, the policemen, and it's guarded. And then when you walk, you will see the Quran Sharif, the ayat written. This is Quran, Surah 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have revealed this Quran Sharif. Allah uses the plural we to stamp his authority. We have done so. And we revealed it gradually. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we have protected it, preserved it. No addition, no omission. And mashallah, we have millions of hufaz in different parts of the world. Our brothers, our sisters, you sisters. In Japan, my wife and myself were there. We met a brother, Harun, and his wife. My wife met a Japanese lady. And she embraced Islam. And today, this is the Hafiza of the Noble Quran, 16 Jews, Japanese lady. How Allah is taking where and where this Quran Sharif. When we got near there in Tashkent to the Quran Sharif, it is in the showcase there with a glass enclosure. So you look, your eyes start, your tears start rolling. It's written, this is the Mus'haf. This is the Quran Sharif on this Friday. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu wa wasa'im, whilst he was fasting, the enemies came, and Naila, his wife, did this, and they cut her fingers, and then they came to Sayyidina Uthman, and they massacred and murdered him and martyred him for Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. The blood gushed out while he was reading Quran Sharif, and the blood stains are original. And next to it, you will see UNESCO certificate. Next to it, you will see the certificate issued by UNESCO. that this is an original copy. This is not photoshopping and photocopy. Allah preserved the Quran. But they say 17,000 verses. So how come you're not showing us that? So people like this, no unity. We can never ever accept them. And we can't have brotherhood with them out of the place. So I explained to you Quran Sharif. Let's go to our next one. The Ahadith Mubarakah. We go back to Uzbekistan. Everybody wants credit. When you go to Samarkand, you find Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he's buried there 20 kilos out of Samarkand, a place called Khartan. Muhammad bin Ismail is Imam Bukhari, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith. When the Russians were doing excavations, subhanallah, brothers, then they found the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Imam Bukhari's body intact. 100%. What they did, what the Russians did before 1991, they took a plug, they took a board and they put it there on the wall. And they said the person buried in this grave is a great communist leader. Inna lillahi wa inna astaghfirullah. Why use Imam Bukhari for your propaganda? But they know the masses. You know, Allah huwamkal adhaab, Allah jir makar. People say, I must be here also. Astaghfirullah. So my brothers, now we come to the Sunnah, the Ahadith Mubarakah. Now we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And to you ulama and students, I beg you, this is a neglected science. The same Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, when he used to sit in the dars, in the lesson of his teachers, he writes himself, he says, with every teacher, I felt I could come to his level. But there was one teacher like ours, كَأَنَّنِي نَحْرٌ وَهُوَ بَحْرٌ. Like ours, just a small stream, and he was an ocean of knowledge. Who is he? Ali ibn al-Madini. Ali ibn al-Madini said, إِلْمُ الرِّجَالِ نِسْفُ إِلْمِ الْحَدِيثِ. Learn transmission, and then you must remember, then you will understand hadith. If you don't understand the chain of transmission, then how are you going to understand the hadith? So we went to Imam Bukhari, we never met him, we saw his books, and we met his students. So we asked Bukhari, rahimahullah, what is your silsilatul zahab, what is your golden chain? So Bukhari, rahimahullah, taught us, silsilatul zahab is Malik al-Nafi, Ali ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you go to our Christians, Listen more, my bro. On the radio, that Mona Arafat, my colleague, he's from Portugal. If I stand the Africans, you see. So one sister phone from Cape Town.
Actually, Mona, let's say Buddha and TT is not the meaning you taking now. Maulana took other meaning, you know.
It's really Maulana. Let's say, taking down. Oh, Quran and Hadith. We have a chain of transmission. I want you to understand this point I'm making now. You go to the Christians, you won't find a Bible, any Bible, that they can quote and say, this is what Jesus said. They will say according to John Matthew. Why according to? Them met Jesus. There's inqita in the Sanad. The chain of transmission is interrupted. And therefore, Mawla Dawood, they have so many versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. Understand your little bit,
so you must understand, we're speaking Ahlu Sunnah, so whoever come in our way, we expose them. So
you must remember this. Now, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. I want you ulama students make a note of this. There is an Orientalist. The Orientalist's name is Montgomery Watts. He's a priest. He wrote books and he didn't embrace Islam. Muhammad in Makkah, Muhammad in Makkah. We say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they just write like that. He wrote a book called Form of period, Y-U-A-T-T, that is his surname. In there he writes, I read it myself. So he says, I studied your chain of transmission and I was amazed at the amount of consistency I found. You Muslims, you Ahlul Sunnah, he means. You are the only people on the face of this earth that have the profile of 500,000 people who are born the way, who their teachers are, who their students are. And I studied Sunan Nasai, Sunan Tirmidhi, and I was amazed with the amount of consistency I found. That's our malika. That's our malika, brothers. We have a chain. We build a masjid, the masjid is connected to Baytullah. We become a hafiz, we connected to Allah Himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra, wa inna lahu lahafidun. We learn the hadith, innama al-a'malu bil-niyat. We connected to who? To Mustafa Habibuna. Where are you connected? They can't. Why they can't? Because they say, Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amurtaddeen al-iyazu billah. They say, Sahaba left the fold of Islam. So if you take Sahaba out, the whole deen collapses. So you must understand. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, used the Sahaba for the preservation, promotion, protection of this deen. Therefore, I mentioned it this morning, I'm repeating it now. We are in the month of Rajab. In the month of Rajab, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's last expedition, Akhiru Ghazwatin Ghazaha, and that is Ghazwat Tabuk. Announcement is made. Every able, capable male must participate. 30,000 Sahaba mobilized and organized. Open Mustadrak Hakim, you will find the reference there. Now the logistics. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 100 camels. Next day another 100 camels. Next day another 100 camels. Go open Bukhari, you will find. 1,000 gold coins. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taking the gold coins and spinning them like that. Oh Usman, ma darra Usman, ma amila ba'dal yawm. That is Zundurain. So remember radiallahu anhu arda. So Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. But the munafiqeen, always they burning. They burning. Why are these sahaba giving? They said, Mura'in, it is showing off name and fame. Poor Sahaba, who had very little. They brought few dates, and they left it there. Hey, what you come waste Allah's time with a few dates, you half kilo and quarter kilo. If you bring substantial amount, you're showing off. If you bring little bit, you say you're wasting time. Allah, Jalla wa'ala, brothers, and pay attention. See what Allah said. Surah 9, verse 79. When people attack, criticize, castigate the beloved Sahaba, what Allah says. And it is mentioned in the present and future things. So it's applicable for all times, all places. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Those people who find fault, criticize, castigate, and they use unsavory words for the beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were giving charity. So what they did, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mocked the Sahaba. They belittled and ridiculed them. Almighty Allah says, سَخِيرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a terrible, horrible punishment straight to Jahannam. You want honor, you want dignity, then always protect the honor of Sahaba. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is a reporter. He says, "Qala Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbun ashabi." When you see those people swearing, abusing, cursing, my beloved companions and students, if somebody comes to you, Maslow Dawood, ask the ulama, my son is on drugs, my daughter is dead, so many issues. We would say, no, Allah gives Rasul al-Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion said, فَقُولُوا say, O Ummah, when you hear and you see that person swearing, abusing my companion, say, لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ Allah's curse be upon the evil you are committing and perpetrating. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi mentioned in his Sunnah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command to curse such people. So where are you coming with your unity? Where are you coming with your prati? You see, brother? People who speak of, let me be kind and mankind. People who speak of unity, when you know all this, in our eyes, they are munafiqeen and hypocrites. We can be who? We can never have unity. Somebody swearing my father, mother, somebody swearing me, we keep quiet, people are swearing us, so we don't have to bother. But you swear, I say, well, you swear, say, Abu Bakr, you swear, say, Umar, you swear, say, Usman, you swear, say, Aisha, you swear, say, Hafsa, you swear, say, Amir Muawiyah, any one of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, then we will take you on. We prepare to give our life for the protection of the honor of Sahaba. That is what Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah stands for, brother. Understand? What shame Mawlana Dawood is teaching now, before Maghrib. What shame this Ummah got. You stand there in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, and you say, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Bakr, As-salamu alayka ya Khalifat Rasulullah, As-salamu alayka ya Sa'an. But we don't defend the
Hira. Where is our self-esteem? We stand in front of Umar Farooq. That Umar did not come. Umar was invited to come. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar inside to us in Islam. Bring Amr bin Hisham, one of the two. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl, Battle of Badr, the space to Jahannam. Umar becomes radiallahu anhu. When he entered Nari Arqam, he was the 40th person to embrace Islam. When he walked in there, he still had his sword. Sahaba were very, very skeptical. What's going to happen? He's got the sword, Ya Rasulullah. The Master, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, leave him be. He enters, Ashhadu Allah, he addressed his face to Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashhadu Allah, ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu rasuluh. Subhanallah. First time in the history of Islam, in chorus the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam descends, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only Ahlul Ard that are celebrating, we Ahlul Sama are also celebrating. If you want reference for open Mishkan Sharif, you will find it. So where is our ghaira, our self-esteem? I stand in front of Umar, but I can't defend. I stand in front of Usman in Baqir radiallahu anhu Nurayn. My Ummah, my people, my colleagues, say this when we stand in front of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we stand in front of Shaykhain, O Abu Bakrin, O Umar, to the best of my ability, I will try to defend your honor. Stand in front of Siddiqa. Today the enemy, they say Siddiqa, she poisoned Nabi alayhi salam to sir. The open Nurul Yaqeen, Baqir Majlisi, what he writes, he say when the Mahdi comes out, then he Mahdi will go, open the grave of Siddiqa to be into Siddiq and take her out and lecture. Can you accept all that? He will go and take out the Salamain. He will take out the two idols, Abu Bakr and Umar, and he will work them and lynch them and crucify them. Understand? This is not our books. It's all your books. So when we speak about Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, I told you about the Kalima, I told you about the Azan, I told you about Quran, about Sunnah, our whole Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Muslim, Ahmad, Mutaw, Malik, they reject all. The only time they accept it is when it suits their agenda. They will take the hadith from Tirmidhi, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi al-Jannah, because it suits them. All the other hadith they reject. So you need to know. Next one. Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba, witnesses. Fifth, they say, how you got al-fiqh al-madhahib al-arba? I got usul, so you already got so many different opinions. So what is there? So when I was in Iran, I bought the book. This one I bought. Al-fiqh al-madhahib al-khamsah. Why? I say I bought many books. They gave me free of charge. They say, Husseini. They say, Abdul Qadir Husseini. And my wife Fatima, Husseini, Fatima, mashallah. You Shia, according to them. So you go inside. So anyway, you must remember the talk like that. So anyway, so they allowed us to go inside. Nevertheless, the point I was making is this, that so when we went, I bought this big book, Al-Fiqh Al-Madhahib Al-Khamsa. Right? So you must remember that they say we need Fiqhul Ja'afari. So I asked them, let me study Fiqhul Ja'afari. I haven't found one chapter. Kitabul Huzu is one chapter. Kitabul Salat is one chapter. Kitabul Sawm is one chapter. I haven't found one chapter where we agree on, right from starting to end. I haven't found. If you found, you must come show me. I'll give you two, three examples. You see, we perform Huzu. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who passed away in Rajab, he taught us this. The genius Imam Shafi'i. فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ You wash your feet. وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ And you make masa on the kuffin. So remember, that is what we believe in, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. You wash your feet, or you must remember, you make masa on the kuffin. They say, the Rawafir, that nay, you must make masa al-qadameen. They do this. They just do that. I saw so many times. So remember, in wudu, you already got problems. So you go to Salat. They combine Zuhur and Asr every day at home. They combine Maghrib and Isha every day at home. So how are you going to read Salat? I'm asking you. Then you're fasting, Ramadan is coming. We say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa balighna Ramadan. So what happens in that case? You must remember that they say that 20 minutes after sunset, then only you make iftar. Our people, they want to put the watch a little bit front also, make it start quickly. They say, no, it will be debab, still another 20 minutes. So everything is different. So you must remember this kind of thing there. So much so, you must remember that, I can prove it to you now, I brought the kitab is there in the car. Not from our kitabs. When I could teach Maulana and all of them in Darul Uloom, your castle, I should say, make dua, Allah Ta'ala give our principal, Azim wa Fatim Shema Jannatul Mustafa. So, you must remember, as to say, Al-Khilaf Bainana wa Bainahum fi kulli shay. We have difference of opinion of everything with them, hatta fil jima', even husband-wife relationship. We say Surah 2, verse 2 to 3, نساؤكم حرث لكم فأعطوا حرثكم أن شئتم. And what they say? They say, whether you come front, you come back, and you do backdoor business, is also permissible. They like backdoor business. So you must... Is that then I can show you in the kitab? No, 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 no. So absolutely haram, but they will be permissible. They write muta. So in Tawdihul Masail, it's written, the time is 25 past 8. You gave a lady certain amount of money and she's happy, you happy, so you use her, you abuse her for 1 hour, it's fine, it's permissible. I got the book here with me, Tawdihul Masail. They gave it to me. So what do you want to say? So I don't tell them, I want to make buta. I say, I'll get somebody can come make buta. You'll give your daughter. He looks down. He don't want to give his daughter, but he wants to get because he was somebody else's daughter. I had a debate live on air, on the radio, for the biggest Shia in South Africa, biggest person. So I said that now, what you say about this? So you're going to make muta and this type of thing. So he says, no, that's way, that way. I said, no, tell me. So he said, yes, his daughter did allow, he allowed his daughter. He told the son-in-law that you must not, consummate the marriage. And let them live for 1 year together, then the compatible, then they will see. You understood? To make nikah the old nikah, you know, the permanent nikah. So I asked him, 1 year you mean your son-in-law daughter was sleeping and they were not consummating. So what? Who was going to check? The you go to talk to check. This is what they want to do. So you must be very careful in these issues here. We are not here. We never promote violence. We never promote. We promoting this, that we have to protect what Islam gave us. Look at your Cape Town. I give you 3 examples. My time is up. Look at your Cape Town. In your Robben Island here in Cape Town, in 1781 to 1793, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah from memory wrote the Quran Sharif. From memory he wrote the Quran Sharif. Go ask the ulama, they have the original copy. Go to your Oval Masjid, Masjid Oval there in Burqaf, and you will find the photocopy. So that is what we are speaking about. Preserve what our forefathers gave us. The Quran Sharif, the Sunnah, the Fiqh Shafi'i, Fiqh Hanafi. So open Diwan Shafi'i. What Imam Shafi said? لَوْ كَانَ الرِّبْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي لَوْ كَانَ الرِّبْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي فَلْيَشْهَدِ الثَّقَلَانِ أَنِّي رَافِضِي. Did Imam Shafi not say that? If you know Arabic, law comes for hypothetically. Law comes for argument's sake. If you must remember that, you say that Rawafid is to love the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that human being and gene bear testimony, I am a Rafidi. But they are lying, therefore I am a Sunni and I reject it. You understood what Imam Shafi said? So go to your forefathers. So see at Robben Island, go to your Owal Masjid, read the history. Owal Masjid, who was the first Imam? Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah, 1794. 200 years before our democracy. My Ustad Afiz Ibrahim Limalia, his Ustad, you must remember, was Sheikh Saleh Abadi Rahimahullah, who studied the profile, the life history of Sheikh Saleh Abadi. I don't know if you read it. Go ask his students. Sheikh used to read Tahajjud time. We can't wake up for Fajr. He used to read Tahajjud time, 5 Jews a day. When that day he didn't come for Fajr Salat, the student went to go look. They saw the Quran Sharif here on his chest. How Imam Ghazali Rahimahullah realized that there is one weakness, and that is ahadith. He used to say, Imam Ghazali, ahadith in Mujjat. Bibida'at in Mujjat in Surah Yusuf. So when you study the life of Ghazali, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, so he passed away with Bukhari Sharif here on his chest. That is what happened to Sheikh Saleh Abad. Your Imam Abdullah Harun, who studied history. He was a politician or whatever you want to call. The day he was in jail, incarcerated by the apartheid regime. So what he did, brothers, for the 123 days, 4 months, every day he was fasting. Who will do all this? Only you do this when we have love for Quran, we have love for Sunnah, we have love for Sahaba, we have love for Awliyaullah, we have love for the 4 schools. That is what we are, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. My brothers, understand, we need not be apologetic to anybody. We don't have to compromise with anybody. That is what the enemies told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do? Law tudhinu fayudhinu. You must compromise, then we will compromise. Allah said, tell them, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. You go and take your religion and go. And we got our religion. So that is our message. We are not here to compromise. We are not here to apologize. We are not here to suffer from inferiority complex. We say Islam is the best for the East and the West. That is our message, my brothers. So last message I want to give you, and this, my brothers, we have huge, huge challenges. Look at the political landscape. So Iran was conquered by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. But today what they did, for the murderer of Umar, they put a shrine in Kashan, which I saw with my own eyes, and they call it Baba Shuja'uddin. A person who's a non-Muslim fire worshipper and murdering Sayyidina Umar, they honored him. of the hatred they have for the man who conquered Iran. In his time it was conquered. Second one, so Iran is there. Four capitals almost are there. Arab capitals. Sharia is there. You have the Alawi regime in Sharia. Iraq is there. So whether we like it or not, it's there. So second one, Lebanon is there. So next one is Yemen. And this is the last message. Wake up, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. If we don't slumber, you will see two things happen suddenly. Allah forbid. So what is the aim of these people, the Ahl al-Batil, the Rawafis? Study, go open the history. With our Ustad also, Sheikh Zahid Said al-Baghdash. He wrote in a book called, you can find it on the internet, Tariq al-Hajar al-Aswad, Wufadailu and all. He writes when the Karamita, the Rawafis, was one of their groupings. When they were in charge of the Baytullah and the surrounding, now they knew their power is waning. What they did, you must remember, they took out, they dismantled the Hajar al-Aswad and they ran away with it to Bahrain. Did you kiss the Hajar al-Aswad? You must look properly. It's no more a stone. It's small, small pebbles. They're small, small pearls. They're not pebbles, pearls. They're eight pearls. That is. They are the people. The day 8 of Zilhijjah, what they did, they murdered the Ahlu Sunnah, threw them, dumped them in the Zamzam well. And remember, for 22 years, go open, I gave you the book, Said Baghdad book, you will find the dates, everything there. There was no Hajar al-Aswad, and the people just used to point and gesture, and people just used to kiss the opening there. There was no Hajar al-Aswad. So these are what their aim is. Understand Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. We took over Iran. 1500 Gregorian calendar, Iran Sunni country. 1501, Ismail Safavi comes in the name of the Tasawwuf, and they bring all their people. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried in Iran. Ustad of Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i. Student of Imam Abu Hanifa. You won't find his grave anywhere in Iran. They destroyed it, made sure no Sunni must know where the grave is. Go and see. So my brothers, this is Iran. Iraq is there. Lebanon is there. Syria is there. Now the battle is going on for Yemen. Yemen falls, goes to them. What is next up? What is next up? The Haramain Sharifain. Sustan Arabi Kutab? That is the aim. To get control of Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. This is one side of the coin. And go on the other side of the coin. If you just read yesterday's news and today's news, then you will know the Zionists are the other side. Because their founder was Abdullah bin Sabah. They work together. All this in the morning, daytime, we're going to do this. It's a saber-rattling. Nobody attacks nobody. Iran don't attack Israel. Israel don't attack Iran. They work together against the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. You take care of Makkah, Medina. We will take care of Aqsa. So what's happening in Aqsa? The whole 35 acres, if you've been there, is Masjid al-Aqsa. And the front portion, as far as the structure goes, that is Masjid al-Aqsa. And remember, the back portion, that is Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Openly, they say it now. Allah forbid, they're going to demolish it and replace it with Haikal al-Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. The first time I went to Aqsa, and I conclude with this, I still remember when I saw it, the tears rolled down. Did one Palestinian ask me, what you came here for? I said, to read Salat in Aqsa. He said, what you came? I said, to read Salat. He couldn't believe. He said, you come from Junubi Africa for this purpose. So he took out the frame, and then he showed me. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab. Conquered by Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. Wa harraraha Salahuddin. When did Salahuddin conquer it, O Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, liberated 637 to 1099, Muslim rule, 637, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen. So Prianus gave him the key and said, now it is yours, Christian leader. 1099 to 1187, remember Crusaders, Christians. No Jummah Salah for 88 years. On 27th Rajab, Friday, Salahuddin Ayyubi climbed the member of Nuruddin Zamti after 88 years. How do you start the khutbah? At Aqsa. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That the zalim, Allah Ta'ala cut them to shreds and pieces, and all their remnant relics are gone also. Walhamdulillah. So the frame, Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, wa harraraha Salahuddin, third sentence. Wa may yuharriruha al-an. Who will liberate it now? Alamatu su'al, question mark. Who? Kalu sunnah, wake up. It's our Qibla, our first Qibla. It's our Haramain Sharifain. When last did we cry to Allah, Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli su'in al-makroon. Allahumma kahir al-majr al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtakir. Cry to Allah and inshallah it will be preserved. Our children, our flowers, look at what they do. Did you see what they do? They have nothing. They have iman in their hearts. I witness all this. And they have stones in their hand. And what they say, 7th year after Hijrah, the month of Muharram, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and we love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. We love the Ahlul Bayt. Remember that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, title goes to him, Fatih Khaybar, 150 kilos away from Medina Munawwara. So what happened? That he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him the raya, the banner, the flag. The raya. To that person I give the flag. May yuhibbu Allah wa rasulah, wa yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasuluh. Sayyidina Ali was summoned, given. He went to the big fort, I went to Khaybar, 150 kilos away from Medina Munawwara, our flowers of Palestine, stones in their hand, taking on the mightiest army in the Middle East. And what they tell them, Khaybar, I'm live on air, millions of people, thousands of people are listening. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, and we are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can kill us. You will never kill our spirit. Take the woman, take the man, take the people of Palestine. They realize that the Muslims and the Arabs majority have forsaken them. We will fight our own battle. Every one of you, sheikh, imam, ulama, students, you must get this book, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniya Hawla Qadiyyati Falastiniya, and read the miracle of Quran in this kitab, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniya Hawla Qadiyyati Falastiniya, and see what he writes, how Allah will liberate Palestine, who Allah will use. So the children, the men, they know they're going to lose their lives, but they say to the people, the Zionist regime, Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya aqsa. Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya aqsa. We will give our blood, we will give our life, but we will not get aqsa for. This ummah, our history is not written in black and white, brothers. The history of this ummah is written in black and red. The black ink of the real ulama. That also nowadays we have to do a taqseem and a difference. Ulama e haq and ulama e su and so forth. So remember that the real ulama, they wrote in their books with a black pen. And the shuhada, they filled our history with their red blood. And my brothers, we make dua in this Mubarak month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, keep us, keep our progeny intact always with the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Let us die with the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Tomorrow, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us. Allahumma zukna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank all the radio stations, Sirius FM, and Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. And I appeal to all of you, if you can't do anything, at least daily raise your hands and say, Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, and protect our Iman. And all of you, our Maulana Dawood Simpson, and all the committee members, and all the trustees, we say, Barakallahu Feekum, Jazakallahu Khair. My voice is also gone now. I think my wife is not here. So therefore, I better go home now. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.